President Donald Trump said Sunday he plans to cut off all U.S. aid to South Africa. The president accuses the country of confiscating land and, quote, treating certain classes of people very badly. South Africa's president said the country receives very little aid from the U.S. government, with the only major program being one meant to combat HIV and AIDS. But South Africa relies on the U.S. as a trade partner, something that Trump's move would not directly affect. South Africa is just over 30 years removed from its first democratic presidential election, where Nelson Mandela became the country's first black president. The country previously limited voting to its white minority. It was part of a policy known as apartheid, a set of strict segregation laws that paralleled Jim Crow laws in the American South. But unlike the U.S., South Africa's apartheid laws applied nationwide, and instead of targeting minority groups, blocked the majority black population from exercising its rights, keeping the small white population in charge. In the aftermath of apartheid, the South African government has worked to even the distribution of land ownership. Even with progress toward making land ownership more representative, white South Africans own roughly half of land, despite being 7% of the population. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa signed a law allowing the government to take over land, regardless of the race of the owner, if the land is not being used, and if it would be in the public interest to acquire the land. The new law has not led to any land takeovers yet, but most of the land the government has acquired since the end of apartheid has come through the government buying it from willing white sellers. South Africa's foreign minister echoed the president in saying, "The law is not a land grab, but more closely parallels eminent domain laws in the U.S." President Trump spoke out against South Africa in his first term, exaggerating the effects of the land deals and saying the government regularly seized land from white South Africans. He also pointed to incidents in which white farmers were killed as evidence of discrimination. South Africa has seen white farmers be the victims of killings, but local media in the country have concluded the claims Trump echoed were false. Instead, they note, the killings are part of the country's difficulty in controlling crime. Official government data shows there are 70 homicides per day in the country, and most victims are black. But there's also one major tie to South Africa in Trump's second administration. Elon Musk, the world's richest man and leader of President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency organization, was born and raised in South Africa. Like Trump, Musk has echoed the claims South African media have concluded are false, and has used the killings of white farmers as evidence of a genocide against white people in South Africa. On Monday, Musk quote tweeted a post on X by Ramaphosa and asked, "Why do you have openly racist ownership laws?" Musk lived in the country when apartheid was in effect and left near the end of the apartheid era in 1989 when he was 17 years old. In a 2017 Musk biography, author Ashley Vance said Musk left to avoid mandatory military service because he did not want to serve under the apartheid regime.